Today is Tuesday, the 25th of March, the Feast of the Annunciation of the Lord, in the third week of Lent. Good Shepherd Collective sings a version of Ave Maria. As we celebrate the Feast of the Annunciation today, you might like to begin placing yourself into the scene with Mary and Gabriel as you listen. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favoured one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
The story of the Annunciation invites us to enter into one of the most profound moments in Scripture. Shall we take this opportunity to step into the scene? See Mary, a young woman in her home. How do you imagine her? How do you envision the appearance of the Archangel Gabriel? Filled with light and majesty, gentle and inviting. What emotions arise as you hear his greeting? Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. But also, do not be afraid. Mary is given an extraordinary mission, one that will change her life forever. Feel the weight of this moment. How might you feel if you were in her place? Is there a sense of God inviting you to say yes in your life? Even in her uncertainty, Mary has the courage to ask, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" Are you hesitant to trust God's plan? Do you have the courage to ask, "How?" The angel's affirmation, "For nothing will be impossible with God," is enough for Mary. Let these words echo in your heart. Where in your life do you need to hear this assurance today? As you listen to the passage again, reflect on God's desire to be at work in your life. How might you be inspired to surrender more fully to Him?
The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
For nothing will be impossible with God. In this time of prayer, you may wish to speak to Mary about what you have experienced in this reflection, and how you might respond to God's call with the same openness and trust. Or you may simply rest in God's presence, carrying Mary's fiat as a source of inspiration for your own journey. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me.
Amen.